Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, our sponsors are Adam and Eve Toys, which the promotion is M-Day50, along with Vimeo, which is Vimeo 50 off spray. It's V-I-M-E-O 50 OFS. Spring, which could be found on amcpress.me/affiliate.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everybody.
Say it, yes, and Red Hood's here, and Johnny.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, we're all here.
Tonight we're going to be discussing Facebook, knowing a little much about you. Don't you guys think that Facebook is like Big Brother in a sense? Even though we all have it.
I mean, I don't know. It is Big Brother in a way. The way I think it's kind of stalkerish.
Yeah, I agree. You don't know who
But we don't know it's stalkerish, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like... I just look at it being like, really? It's like, things will be done. Things are always done. It's just a matter of... people are actually looking out for themselves versus... and making sure not to put anything stupid up, like... stupid photos, that sort of thing.
It will come place. Back and bite you in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be now. Doesn't have to be later. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. The funny thing is that, you know, Facebook privacy, the privacy settings, it's crazy. Is legitimately crazy. You don't... It's like we know what makes you tick.
Yeah.
And then you just... Then people... It's like, yes, you're watching a certain TV show.
Yeah.
That it's like, okay, cool. Just... Then it's like, you don't have to share with
we
everyone.
Know, wait a second. We know you're active on, it's funny because they said, we know when you're vulnerable. Doesn't this sound like we see you when you're sleeping, we know when you're awake?
Like the whole Santa Claus song, the whole Christmas song. Just a little bit.
We're getting close to our 1984 society.
Which is pretty sad, in my opinion. And when shit happens, it happens. She's never fun.
I mean, I'm on the site right now. And
as am I.
This is fucking insane.
Yeah. It's like Big Brother's out there, and he knows what you're doing, and just me.
Oh my god!
Careful.
And look, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it is just scary.
Yeah,
it's just very scary.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on yours, but on mine, it's...
Mine, I guess, like, yes, newsfeed helps to know what the news is. That's it.
Yeah. Holy shit, it's actually infiltrating my target. I mean, it's just a game, right?
Yeah.
Also, we think we know who you are.
With hope, it's only a game. It's only a front versus not.
I don't care. I'm sharing all my music where I listen to. I don't care.
And I have nothing to hide. It will be different if there is people out there that are on Facebook and have things to hide, but that's here nor there. People could have paths that are less desirable, but that's it. So, that's pretty much in a nutshell. You wouldn't want to see, you probably wouldn't want to think about, it's more like we should think about ourselves, but if
okay.
But she does me. Could be wrong for saying it, but I know when it comes to, I think about the ones that I actually, that I care about and look out for. But when it comes to random people, yeah, no, not. But that's only me, and that's my own. That's how I roll. And I'm keeping it real, not being fake.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Ain't got time to be fake.
What's going on?
What?
Well, this is fucking crazy that they even know my annual salary.
Wow.
That's
fucking crazy. And they think I'm in London. And that's the funnier part.
Little do they know. Like,
little do they know I'm actually in New York.
But that's on there, and that's not, you don't really have to be so, it's like, well, let's say no, won't hurt them. And that's just me.
Very, 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 very. Well, cruel.
in all reality, I look at me like, people just, it's like, look, it's fun, yes, you get to know what people are doing, but it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, Facebook is cool, but there's so many other sites out there, like Google Plus, like, that, like, the,
Anyways.
Yeah. Very funny. But anyway, next to our next subject. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, wait a second. Not to our next subject. I mean, it is very, very, very creepy.
It's always fine.
I mean, in all reality, I just went on the site, and I'm 98% on my personal file recognizable. For all of you those in the know, do not chase me down. please do not chase me down, and you know, I respect all of your privacy, and I'm sure you're huge fans of us. Please don't chase us down. We don't like that.
Yeah, no.
But do chase our site down. We do like that. you know, do chase that down. We'll accept that.
Yeah.
You know, it is crazy how
it's like, yes, I'm going to search, see what people are actually doing in their lives. It's like, do we really need to know that information?
No. Not really.
The whole privacy is few and far between now. At least, like, it seems to be.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
It's kind of mad. It's like you want to just assume. You want to, it's like, it's understandable to say, yeah, we need a little more than, we need certain things. To know some information, but not all.
Yeah, of course.
Once you start to go into that realm, that's where it gets a little sketchy for me, at least.
Apparently, Netflix suggests movies for you.
Well, yeah.
Even your list is all. Just on based off what you watch, like, no, I don't want that. I want
well,
to
Netflix,
like, scroll my list.
Netflix but Netflix in all reality, they're better. At least it's movies instead of your personal life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't get it. Yeah. It's like movies versus wanting to find out who you're with,
and
who you're,
then,
yeah, totally different.
And I just don't like Facebook stalking, like, if I'm on the post, like, that, don't like it, don't get on my back about it.
Right, well, my mom recently had the Facebook plate come after her. It's like mom, stop. Facebook,
what do you mean? What do you mean your mom had Facebook?
The Facebook police come after her because she was liking to my thing, and they're like, "Yo, you can't do this now."
Oh, I hate to hear Facebook police like, "You like too many things. I'm going to have to cut you off."
It's like, could you stop? No, please. It's like, no. No, no, no. No. Go fuck off.
disease. Awful bleak.
I mean, it is crazy. When
it's
you think
like,
about it.
How about you go on to Adam and Eve, get some goodies, and then call it a night?
Well, go on
Adam
to
and
Adam
Eve
and Eve. Yeah, go on to Adam and Eve, search around, and then go on. Fuck your
it's
mate.
Like, just, yeah.
Oh,
never.
My.
You could say that again. You can say
oh
that again.
Oh my.
Shut up. Don't fucking go, oh my. Oh my. Oh my. I'll give you, oh my. I will give you, oh my fucking God.
It's like, you know. Maybe. It's like, maybe we'll. It's like, maybe. Will be more of your, what you like, instead of screening on your grades.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's terrible. It's like, yes, I'm going to just stop these people without even knowing. Hmm. Bravo. Crazy. Crazy. But that's just my opinion.
Well,
like,
you know.
Yes, yes. It does not change. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Anyway. yeah. I was getting so distracted.
It's just a mistake.
Yeah. inside zombie viewers. Now, what's that about?
I guess there's beavers attacking them are apparently getting...
What?
People are actually thinking they might have these zombies, or at least if
zombie beavers.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Zombie
yeah,
beavers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like zombie beavers, really.
Like what?
Awful.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I agree, it's like really, really.
Inside zombie beavers, the gross out Tribeca flick about killer zombie beavers hunting sexy toads.
It's like, it's like, zombie beavers will attack and will, what else? They will attack you and you'll like it. Or not.
Well, I mean, it isn't Citizen Kane or Sands of the Lambs, and it's a comedy.
Yeah, it would be one of those comedies of epic proportions.
One of those weird comedies. Of, you know, and I don't know about you, but if anybody's seen Candy Shack.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack?
Yes,
Caddyshack. Yeah.
This reminds me of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Try again.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, it does.
That's all, folks.
I mean, it reminds me of Candy Shack and Zoolander and everything like that, and Crank Yankers.
Yeah.
But it's too similar. You can't
yeah,
quite
yeah.
sort of
do anything with it.
Yeah.
I mean, what an awful idea for a film.
I agree.
Zombie
beepers. Zombie beepers.
It's better.
Talk.
It's awful. But anyway.
I agree. Yeah.
There is news in the FCC bracket. The news
is
that as of last night, the new rules could destroy Netflix. Oh, wait a second, that was last night's news.
Oh.
So never mind, folks. Never mind.
Yeah, sorry, but there was some developments in that front with...
there was some developments in...
which that relates to the FCC...
In
90
seconds or less, which is that... the leader of the FCC said the greatest revolution in the internet is how it empowers an evolution and both and goes as to both consume and create, and he fell dead of a heart attack.
And this is something that he said how long ago? Like January of this past year?
January of this past year.
Bravo! And
it's fantastic, we give you great applause. It's like you just screwed yourself over.
for any way of that coming through, it just means that they're just going to no, you just prevented that, so bravo.
Oh, you just prevented that, and at the same time screwed yourself over. If anybody, anybody had a vibrator, okay, anybody had a vibrator, they might as well stick it into his anal cavity.
Yeah.
I guess. Oh my.
Oh, shut up, George. Shut up.
It's like you're wanting this. So bad. And you just screwed yourself over.
We here at AM Stress, I mean, we think this is so fucking stupid. It's stupid. You just don't, you know, do you not say, oh yeah, no.
We're going to make people get up in arms. And then a few months ago, you say something very stupid that now is going to just say, yes, you're fucked over yourself. Bravo. Bravo.
I mean, bravo. In so many ways.
I guess you can't be stupid unless you show it, but I guess they showed it at the right time.
He totally showed it.
Yeah. We also should make mention that iOS devices recently got an update, which has been beneficial. So, I think that's a good thing to be released. Anyone with iPhones, if you haven't got it already, check it out. And I'm sure that there's also been rumblings of the reports coming out saying that there's a new iOS device, but the new designs for the iPhone 6 are going to be coming out. So,
really?
I'm sure.
When is this?
It's going to look very, very.
When is it?
It's there's just a design coming out. They haven't released the date or when it's coming out, but they're competing now with, it's going to be similar to the Galaxy S3 smartphone.
And what are the changes exactly?
Going to be bigger. Just a little
bit
bigger.
It's going to be bigger.
Yes. Like,
why would I want a device that is bigger than my pocket?
I don't know.
Why would anybody?
I know. I guess they're also going to be putting, I think it's becoming a little bit bigger to improve, to make it be a bigger, like, to handle more. Instead of a 4 inches, it's going to be 5.5. That's at least the claim that's coming out. So, inches, which means,
but
that
will that make any difference?
I don't think so. I guess it's to compete with any Android users. I myself, if I want another smartphone, definitely will be getting into a, I most likely will be sticking with the 5S. Or, so.
But, I mean, and with the news of its stock going up itself, it's quite funny to see how, okay, how it's,
Oh, there you are.
Yes!
What are you talking about, Johnny?
Johnny just disappeared for a minute.
Johnny was looking at
the count. I mean, it is funny about Apple stock continuing to go up. Apparently, they did something in the stock there that made it go up. And it is, it's kind of interesting that after Steve Jobs' death, they, and Tim Cook continuing to create a mass of shit, you know, it's interesting.
And also, Android is now basically going to be... Oh, wait. I guess it's going to be four... Now that it's like, they're now saying... Wait, I'm wrong with how much... What's going to be? It's going to be 4.7 inches instead of 5 inches. So it's getting smaller.
It's getting smaller into the bigger.
Yeah. I think currently it's 5.5 inches, which does not really matter to me as long as it's a phone. That's just me. And I guess
it's a phone and not when cell phones originally came out and turned into a big, huge, giant brick with the Queen's name on it.
The
S5 is a 5.1 inch screen.
Oh.
That's the new one, just came out like a couple weeks ago.
So this means. This only means that when it comes down to it, that they're going to be competing more. So,
I mean, I look at it this way. Everybody's competing for something, right? So if everybody's competing for something, why is Apple has to be on the top? I mean, I own a Mac. Does that mean I like Apple? Yes, it means I like Apple.
But do I have preference to one thing over another? Yeah. Maybe, maybe not. Depends on
it depends. I mean, like today I was at an office. I'm not going to tell you which office, but I was going over my resume with a jobs coordinator, and we found so many things in my war chest that I have done that I can do. We found like 24 things that were not on my resume at all, because I thought that they weren't important. Now, Miss Economy, I am proven naively wrong. You know, I'm proven so wrong. It's amazing when you can say, "Oh, I have transferable skills," right? And
you then realize, "Oh, yes, you could use those skills."
Well, you can use the skills. You can use it for a lot of things. I mean, you can use it for twiddling your thumbs, or you can use it for content blogging. As a matter of fact, I mean, that's my future job, which is what I do besides being a playwright, is I edit other people's work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something to correct and you need somebody fast, you can send it to an address. I'm on LinkedIn. You know what I mean? I'm putting my services out there. However, you know, this is just for college people. This is not, well, it could be for anybody, but for most people, I do correct I do correct term papers and everything like that. But there's a lot of transferable skills that I didn't recognize I really had. So, yeah, I mean, it is kind of crazy when you discover all these. Like, I didn't know I knew content management systems and other things, and, you know, other entire things, and it's crazy how much you can know. But I mean, like, what do you think about it, Allison?
I myself look at it as everything comes with time and jobs. Sometimes people don't realize they have the skills as well.
And then suddenly they wake up one day and they come crashing to Earth and they go, "Oh my God." You know, they go, "Oh my God, I have skills." I have skills. I can do something. But all they really are is a brain-addled maniac. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're on drugs, right, and you're stoned, and you're a job interview, you're going, "Yeah, I have transferable skills, which include fucking condoms, more condoms, singing like a bastard, playing like an evangelical."
Good for you.
what?
I think that was a
new sound. Was it good for you?
What the fuck was that? Is this more sound?
Yeah, a new sound, which means fun.
Is it good for you?
Yeah, it's like the
sarcasm.
But then, you know, I see it as that. I mean, you can, like, these days, there's so many things out there that can have transferable skills. And I don't know about you, but it's kind of funny between the Beavers, the rules for net neutrality.
Yeah.
And the watchdogs with privacy settings.
Yeah. It's like...
Sorry, so like, are you still supposed to know your first kisses? Like, who cares?
It's almost like this is like a party. It's going to be almost like a party for those who deal with those kinds of...
You know.
Are definitely one of those things that you just end up saying, okay, go and say, yes, I'm going to take something into my own hands and then just fucking go with it like a bat out of hell. Just like anything that you would want to do. You're not going to just say, oh, yeah, I want to do X. And then go and say, fuck this shit. I'm not going to do X now. I'm going to just be like a crazy motherfucker and not know what I'm doing. That doesn't always work, you'll see. Which could be really good, very bad, or anything in between.
All thinking makes it so.
Or thinking that you're the shit in...
Well, thinking that you're the shit in an interview.
Yeah, that doesn't work on your favor.
Not
it's
really.
Like, no. It's like, you just screw yourself over...
In an interview, definitely. Bum, bum, wow.
Take a bow. And then see how it goes.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we get the point.
Yeah.
We get that.
Yeah.
It's like, do we really want to have to be put through hell in a handbasket? No. This happened so fucking yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is crazy because, you know, when you're at a job interview, but you know, the last thing you want to do is go, oh, that was me? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you wanted a lab technician? I'm just a technician.
It's like, you
fun. Oh, shit.
It's funny, boy, you're in the wrong position. You're applying for the wrong job.
I mean, have you ever had that experience, Sonny, or not?
I can't think I have. Say I have.
Well, I mean,
it's like,
it is. It is kind of like, it's very, very interesting. But, but yeah, transferable school can do everything. And
yeah.
I guess for our last, our last article of the evening comes from Bristol.
Good old
Alison?
Bristol. Yes. What would you say if someone was wearing a bunny suit and it's not Easter and you saw the person being in the bunny suit being chased by their ex-boyfriend or girl or whatever, what would you do?
Now, I don't know about you.
Well, here's how I would picture this. Forget the Observer. The Observer would be observing the beavers from Zombie Beaver on his iPad. He would probably slowly look up, and he would be in Hyde Park in London instead of in Bristol. And I think that, you know, either this guy probably did this. Okay. Right. I'm all alone. I hate my boyfriend. So what am I going to do? I'm going to kill him. But how? Ah. It's just after Easter. I think you can still get away with bunny suit, can't you? Now, me as the Observer, I watched this guy. I was on my iPhone. I was in my box. And all of a sudden, run across the field, I see a fucking bunny rabbit. And it's not just anybody bunny rabbit. It's every bunny rabbit. It's every bunny rabbit that you could think of. The ones you get plastered with you when you're a kid. The one you get plastered with at an office party. The other one you get plastered with at a drunk ex's office party. Shit, this is where I got the idea in the first place. Fucking Christ. Anyway. So I'm observing this guy. He's hopping around. And I'm thinking, right. Now what the fuck is this guy doing in a bunny rabbit suit? And why is he carrying a chloroform cloth? That's white or pink.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Oh, shut up. You don't even know anything about it. Anyway, you know, the thing is that he was carrying a special delivery. And he was away on holiday. His boyfriend was. And after reading the love letters and the numbers that he'd written himself, Pritchard persuaded Mr. Williams to blindfold himself and wait in bed for some treasure, quote unquote. Now, what's incredible to me is that I was standing in the room and I was seeing him writing out the notes. Apparently, there were beavers also writing out the notes. They were saying, "We are going to kill humans and we don't care." But then the beavers were also using their iPads to communicate with each other.
So technologically
speaking, they weren't wrong. Now, the fact is that they were looking at the iPads and iStuff when I was I had my iPod, or my iPad rather. I do have an iPod, but my iPad has a security feature where I can watch what's going on in my house anywhere in London. So I watched these two beavers and this bastard in a fucking, you know, bunny rabbit outfit chasing his ex-boyfriend across Hyde Park. I was also watching the beavers writing, "We are going to kill you," and spitting it up on my my camera, which was on my monitor. And now, what's even crazy about this, it looks like Groundhog's Day. But in all reality, it was Bunny Rabbit's Day. Yeah, you know, the Bunny Rabbits, you know, in so many ways can give you so much. You know, so much joy, so much fucking craziness, but so much crap. You know? Crap about your iPhone, crap about the job, crap about this, crap about that. And I think that he had just enough crap to actually kill his boyfriend. So anyway, he grabs a knife, and grabs a knife, and then starts stabbing the ground. Now, for all intents and purposes, stabbing the ground with a knife in a bunny suit. That's fucking mental.
Yeah, it is.
It's mental. I mean, are you seriously going to go and say, "Oh, yeah, all you have is a bunny suit to your name and a very, very, very funny Easter film"?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and could analyze this so many ways. The funny thing is that you have this sort of thing every day.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not every day that you see a rabbit crossing Hyde Park and then getting stabbed. You know, one to your chest, one to your neck, and he was carried downstairs, and the court even heard a text to his boyfriend ending their relationship during the ordeal.
It's like, do we really want to go through this?
No, it's not even that. It's not even... It's not even that, I don't think. It's the fact that he had this sort of thing I think that you have when, and only when, you have a problem with your life.
Yeah.
The problem is you're obsessed with bunny rabbits.
Yes.
You want to be a bunny rabbit. And then you dress up as a bunny rabbit. And you want to kill your boyfriend.
Huh?
Yeah, that's sad.
Well, what's even sadder is that, ladies and gentlemen, I have a confession to make. I was the paparazzi who captured the entire thing. captured the entire thing because I thought it would be of great interest to every family member in the world around Easter time, because then they could replay it and 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 then replay it again and 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 go, that was fun.
It's like we did it again.
I mean, that was fun. It was so much fun. And I just had to play it once more so that I can memorize the fact that I was a paparazzi who captured the bunny rabbit who was killing his boyfriend. And now the verdict to this story is not only did he go to trial, and the trial was like this, I was also in the trial. And by then Mr. Williams was in his bunny rabbit costume being attacked by viewers. I mean policemen.
The zombie beavers?
Yes, the zombie beavers were attacking. I mean, policemen were attacking him. Anyway, the policemen.
Oh.
Beavers. The beaver police. There we go. The beaver police. were attacking him so severely that they said, take off the head. He said, I'm sorry, what? Take off the head. I'm sorry, I'm sure you don't mean my ears. This guy was mad. He was insane. The guy basically said, fuck it, I'm going to be the best Easter bunny on the planet. In handcuffs.
I want to be
that. I don't know about you, I think that fucking cost extra admission.
Imagine
all the poppy chulos trying to make fun of the Easter Bunny.
It's like you don't realize that, but I'm the Easter Bunny and now go away.
Well, it's like, I'm the Easter Bunny. Fuck you, Easter Bunny. You're going to be raped. Oh, it's right. Squirting, giving carrots. And then I was taken up to prison. And then the psychologist of the world has to actually deal with this crazy lunatic. Now,
like,
I mean, analyzing the situation, it is funny in a way. In a way, because of the fact that, it is funny in the fact that, first of all, it couldn't have been a beaver, couldn't have been a psycho, could have been Hannibal Lecter. It would have been funny chasing Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah.
Hannibal Lecter chasing him in a rabbit costume and saying, I want your follower, I mean a rabbit beans. you know. I want your rabbit beans, and then I want to shit on you. Oh, wait, claw from you. I mean, never mind. I'll just get my advanced beavers on you. I mean, police on you. No, wait a second. I'll get the police, the beavers, the iPhone users, and the zombies on you. Okay, I'm sorry. Where the fuck do I look next?
It's like,
that's my only question.
Yeah, it's like, let's see what goes on now.
Well, now it's now a continuous thing, right? You know,
yeah.
We're watching
I'm watching this thing going, this guy's, and then this guy is running in circles. I mean, and I said, Your Honor. He goes, yes. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not part of this case. He goes, then sit down. And I said, no, I have some evidence. He goes, really? Approach the bench. I approached the bench with my iPhone, and, well, he goes, do you have a recording? I said, yes. And he says, I have this thing. I should show you. And do you know what it was?
Why? What would it be?
It was the rabbit going in circles, pretending that his boyfriend was in the middle.
Huh. Yes. It's like crazy.
So for 18 and a half minutes, he was going around in circles. He goes, where is he? 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 Oh, he's here. Oh, wait a second. I've just killed myself.
Yes.
I said, but Your Honor. And he says, sir, this is not right. The man in the bunny suit standing right 52 feet across from me. This can't be right. He goes, I don't know about you, but fuck it. It is truly right. And then I walked out of the court case with the video intact. And then I flashed the next screen. And the next screen basically says this. The FCC ruling for... there's the new FCC ruling that can destroy neutrality. And I flipped to the next screen. The iPhone 6 has new features. I flipped to the next screen. Watchdogs, I have no idea what those are, but Watchdogs are apparently using Facebook privacy settings. And then I also flipped to the next screen. They're offering 50% on Avid and Eve toys. And then I flipped to the next screen. It's a disclaimer claiming that I have foul language and I shouldn't use it. And then I flipped to the next screen. And then it goes round again. And it displays something else, which is kind of funny, which says, to rent your rabbit costume, please contact Harrods. Harrods is now supposedly selling rabbit costumes. Are they also selling carrots?
Possibly. Maybe. Do we know?
Because I know that my nearest Tesco has carrots.
Yeah.
I mean, my nearest Tesco has carrots. And they're ripe and they're juicy and I can't eat them in a fucking suit.
It's like, you want to see...
The thing about it is, in the entirety about it is that it said this, and it was from a month ago. It was on January 16th. It said the greatest revolution in the internet is how the empowerment. Individuals, it empowers individuals to both consume and create, and do so. It requires an accessibility to open internet, as we will fight and preserve that capability, which was said by FFC Chairman Tom Wheeler.
And on that note, we're going to be off. We'll be back Monday. Make sure you check us out on fancypress.me, slash affiliates, for all our latest affiliates. And you can check us out on all our affiliates at fancypress.itsayurl.com, slash fancypress. Bye.
Good night.